We're ripped and we're ready. Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply. It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Welcome back to another episode of Superhuman Radio. We have a great show planned for you today. During the first half hour, I'll be joined by my co-host, Dr. Jeff Galini, in just a moment. We're going to answer a listener's question about sushi. Then we're going to turn the tables and give away a free book during the second half hour, Ketogenic Solutions, Beating the Obesogenic Environment with Andy Mant. And then Dr. Edward Kiperos, which I believe he's actually been on the show before because I recognize the name, is going to talk about a new study linking B-complex vitamins in promoting stem cell proliferation. It's very, very important, especially with us, those of us who are getting older. But without further ado, let's see if I can get this right this time.
This is Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini.
Dr. J.
Hey, Carl.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Fantastic. Fantastic. So this is interesting. This was a question from a listener. I don't have his name. I apologize for that. And he was asking you about sushi because a lot of bodybuilder types, we love to get unique forms of protein, and there's nothing that tastes better than a pound of raw salmon or raw ahi tuna. So what's the deal on sushi, Dr. J?
You know, yeah, it's interesting. And for people that, you know, might not know what sushi is, most people do, but sushi is actually the dish where there's little small balls of rice, and it's vinegar-flavored, and then there's raw fish on top. Then you've got sashimi, which is actually, like you said, just the raw fish by itself. So normally when we talk about sushi, people think of just raw fish. But one of the things I wanted to say is it's not as healthy when you look at sushi, especially these rolls that have become Americanized. A typical California roll, as the crab stick and avocado, is 400 calories and contains 2 grams of salt. And then, you know, when you add the cream cheese or the mayonnaise, it even increases the salt more. So if you're going and eating rolls thinking that it's very, very healthy for you, be aware that the rolls actually are very high calorie and are really heavy in salt. So you got to be careful about that.
Well, and a lot of guys and gals will eat sushi post-workout because they want the carbs. But let's be honest, while sushi positions itself as raw fish, it's really 80%, 90% rice. And,
right.
You know, and while the vinegar, the rice wine vinegar that they use, that traditional sushi rice is made with, may slow down or reduce the glycemic index of the rice, it's still just a lot of rice, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, you know, if you want to get carbs, that's a great way. So nothing wrong with it. But just be aware that it's not a healthy time, especially with all that salt. But what I wanted to talk about is basically the sea in general. I don't know, as I was looking into this, there's a deadly thing that's actually happening out in the oceans. You know, part of the global warming, so to say, and the burning of fossil fuels is really affecting our oceans. There's something called bleaching that's happening out in the Great Reefs that essentially is killing the algae that leaves everything vulnerable to infection.
Yeah.
And interesting. And it's coming from the heat. You know, the temperatures are rising in the oceans at a rate of 0.12 Celsius per decade. Now, you might think, well, that's no big deal. But that's triple the rate prior to that of 1976. So that is affecting. The other thing is, you know, all the pollution, so to say, you know, this CO2 comes down and it reacts with the seawater, and it's actually making the seawater more acidic. And the acidic environment is deadly to, you know, the corals and the algae, because they need to be more alkalized,
uh-huh.
You know, calcium, what have you. So this acidic environment is causing you know, more bacteria, more pathogens to be in our waters. Hence, whatever's living in those, more pathogens. So again, you know, we got to start to be a little bit more aware of that when it comes to seafood, you know.
Well, but okay, so I know you and I are the same in this way. We like to try to find wild-caught fish, but and that's because the majority of farm fish is not any healthier. Where do we turn for fish? You know, it's almost getting like, it almost seems like, at least with beef, you have the choice of sourcing out grass-fed beef from small local farms. But with fish, it's almost like the seas are polluted and the farms that they grow the fish in are polluted, and plus they have artificial diets that they that almost like fish is not even going to be worth eating anymore.
Well, you know, the thing you got to look at now when you talk about, you know, raw fish, sashimi, sushi, actually, you know, farm fish is actually better. And the reason is that, you know, they do control the environment. And one of the big problems with sushi are parasites.
Right.
So these occur in most of the fish, but in the controlled environments, they're saying that they're usually parasite-free. So although you have all the other issues, you may end up having a parasite-free. But one thing I found out is, and this is interesting, the FDA has a requirement, but it's kind of a general rule, that fish coming into this country that are supposed to be eaten raw are supposed to be flash frozen.
Uh-huh.
And this flash freezing kills
the parasite. Yeah.
Now, flash freezing, according to their requirements, now again, this is a general rule. You don't have to, but you're supposed to. And this is where some of the issues arise. But it has to be frozen very quickly at minus 4 degrees Fahrenheit for 7 days or minus 31 degrees for 15 hours. Now, buying or catching raw fish and putting it in your freezer does not kill the parasites. Where most people think if you freeze something, it kills everything. No, it has to be flash frozen, meaning that in a flash, it is frozen. That's how cold it is. If you were to stick your hand in a flash freezer, it would freeze almost instantaneously.
Right.
So that kills those parasites that normally cause most of the problems when eating raw fish. But, you know, if you have a sensitive system, even parasites that are dead, you know, can still cause a lot of people the same type of aches and pains that you get, you know, that you would think that you have food poisoning.
Really?
So very interesting. Yeah. Yeah. There's people that have very sensitive stomachs. And, of course, if your digestive system is all whacked off, you know, again, a dead worm is a dead worm. It still contains things that sometimes people have issues with. So how do we know, man? You know, that was the thing that as I was looking into this, and you know, you and I both like sushi.
Right.
I'm thinking, my guy has no idea whether that fish has been flash frozen. I mean, he'll just tell me, yes, it's safe, but that's not true because Japan, China, Asia, they're having the same issues that we're having in the United States. And it's interesting, I saw a poll that 2 out of 3 doctors who specialize in, you know, gastronomic, whatever that science is or that
right.
doctrine is,
right.
the whole stomach, would not eat sushi because they know about these bacteria and stuff. The other thing you got to be aware of is, you know, heavy metals and besides parasite, just bacteria itself. So my recommendation, again, is if you're buying raw fish, you know, make sure that it's the sashimi grade. Sometimes they say sushi grade. What that means is it has been flash frozen. Now, there's no certification. No one has verified that, but that's what that means. If you just see fresh raw fish, that has not gone through it, and the chances that there are parasites or bacteria are highly likely. So
yeah, because they don't have to worry about it because they assume you're going to cook it, and you're going to cook it. The heat is going to kill any residual parasites
right.
or bacteria. But what about this trend now? So you go to a really, really great restaurant,
yeah.
and you order a nice ahi tuna steak, and all they do is sear it, and it's completely raw in the center, and it's really just barely warm in the center. Are those also putting people at risk? Because that's not sashimi-grade fish they're starting out with.
Oh, no, it is. It is because, you know, the restaurants that, you know, pride themselves on we serve raw fish, if it has not been flash frozen, you know, it's not safe. I mean, now that doesn't mean that every single fish has a parasite, but the chances are highly likely that there are. It's like you don't see chicken sushi. There's a reason, because raw chicken contains high levels of salmonella. Cooking it thoroughly kills that bacteria. Raw beef, I mean, contains salmonella, E. coli. I mean, cooking it kills it. So again, you know, we like our red meat medium or medium rare. So you got to make sure that it's high quality beef, like the fish. But I think again, you know, you just have to be aware. I'm not going to go buy my sushi from some of these lower quality places.
Well,
anymore.
I know so many people who go and buy all their seafood from Costco. And you know what?
No.
That's got to be the worst quality fish in the world. I'm sorry to say it.
You can only have raw fish. I mean, it can only be unfrozen for a couple days. I mean, you have to eat it. So, again, I saw Costco had, they were calling it sushi-grade tuna the other day. And I was like, you got to be kidding me. I mean, I would not eat that stuff raw. Who knows how long it's been there? And, of course, let's add the human ailment to it now. I mean, did they really wash their hands? I mean, you know, my goodness. Restaurants and food processing places are not the cleanest of things, and you can contaminate your fish just from somebody not washing hands. And not to, you know, get on Costco, but, you know, they wear a little lab coat back there, and they've got a hairnet on, but I don't see anybody wearing gloves or anything. I mean, you know, the meat prep places usually aren't the cleanest. So, you know, being that you're going to cook your chicken and fish, or chicken and red meat, but are they cutting up the fish in the same place they're cutting up the chicken? I don't know.
You know, this reminds me. So when I first moved to Louisville some 25 years ago, my ex-wife was hired as a consultant by Brown Foreman because they were getting into the fish farming business.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember the small little pools of water that they were raising salmon in, overcrowded, and they were feeding them basically pellet food, like you feed rabbits and so on.
Right.
And I think the time has come, if I see an opportunity for the farmed fish industry to step up and go, okay, the oceans are getting dirtier. We should have an opportunity to produce a better product because we have a more controlled environment. Let's start changing the way we raise farm fish. The first thing, let's find ways to give them algae. Let's find ways to feed them little fish. Let's find ways to feed them the same diet that they would eat if they were in the wild, number one. And let's get away from, salmon pellets, and which is soy and grain and all this other crap that salmon don't eat. You know, they don't come out of the ocean to eat wheat. And let's start changing their feeds and give people a better product.
Change their environment. You know, we can duplicate salt water. We can duplicate ocean water. You know, look at a fish aquarium where if you keep it clean, it's much better than what you would have some of these salmon farms. So they can duplicate the water. You can test it, you know. They can always clean that water out if something gets contaminated. But like you said, they can do it, and I don't see why it's going to cost a whole lot more. But if it does, so what? You know, if it's healthier food for us, let's get away from just trying to mass produce things and, you know, sacrifice the few for the many and get back to making some quality stuff. You know?
I got to have my friend Gary Hirsch on the show. He owns a string of seafood places like the old-fashioned fish markets that your mom and my mom used to go to here in Louisville. And he supplies a lot of the restaurants with their seafood. I got to have him on because I think there's also something else to talk about. And that is, you know how they say, these are cage-free eggs. Well, there's a lot of levels of cage-free, and there's a lot of levels of fish farm. There are some fish farms, like in Alaska, where they actually rope off and pen off areas of the ocean, and they keep them in there. That's got to be better than some guy in Oregon with a 5,000-gallon pool where he's got 6,000 salmon all bumping up against each other, swimming in basically what is puddle water. You know what I mean? It's just stagnant water.
Now, when we come back, you know, I do, just so we don't scare everyone away from sushi, I do have some tips on how to protect yourself from the things we're talking about.
Okay.
So I want to mention that.
All right, stay tuned. We're going to cover more of this on Science for Humans with Dr. Jeff Galini. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com, Trojan Horse.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. In the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at livonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's livonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Welcome back to Science for Humans. And this really is Science for Humans because we're talking about things that people do every single day. I mean, I love sashimi. I can eat 2 pounds of salmon and I don't even feel it in my stomach. I love it. But hey, I mean, I don't want to get sick. So you got to be in the know and make good decisions. Okay, so Dr. J, clearly we have to be more selective when we choose fish, especially raw fish of any kind.
Yeah.
So what can we do?
Here's the first thing. Stay away from those poisonous puffer fish. They're called fugu. Have you heard those things? People are eating those raw.
Yeah.
And here's the crazy thing. These master fugu chefs, sometimes they'll actually include the poison in the dish, which creates this tingling feeling on the lips when you eat it. That's stupid. But every year, people die from eating this fish because they don't know how to cook it, and it's so dangerous. So I say it's not a delicacy. It's a dare. I mean, are you going to die or are you not? So that's ridiculous. Don't spend a whole lot of money maybe to kill yourself. But some of the things for most of us, because we're not going to go eat puffer fish, saltwater fish are less likely to be infected than freshwater fish.
Interesting.
And most of the fish that you see on the sushi bars are saltwater, like albacore, cod, rockfish, eel, flounder, tuna, swordfish. Freshwater, like catfish, trout, sturgeon, they are at a much higher infection rate.
I would never eat catfish. Never, ever, ever. Catfish eat all the other fish's poop. Think about it. They suck the bottom of the floor, the ground, and they
they're the scavenger, brother.
Yeah, they're disgusting.
But,
you know,
people like them fried up. Here's another thing interesting. Maybe this is why they have it, but use wasabi.
Yes,
because wasabi naturally kills parasites.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something, and I can't prove that I'm right, but the only time I used to eat so much sushi when I was a young man in Las Vegas. The only time I got sick eating sushi was when I was not drinking sake. You know, the rice alcohol wine. I always drank it because I liked the buzz it gave me. But then I started to think there may be some other protective value to drinking sake with your sushi. And that may be that the alcohol, in an effort to create an aseptic environment, is killing bacteria that you happen to be swallowing along with it.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. So Atlantic Ocean versus Pacific Ocean. The Pacific Ocean is very highly populated, and they say there's more parasites in the Pacific. I don't know, you know, if you can know which fish comes from where. But the other thing is, choose tuna. They're actually rarely inspected because they don't normally contain parasites. So the FDA doesn't even require tuna to be flash frozen.
Really?
Yeah, so I don't know. And the reason is tuna are they're fast-moving fish, so they don't sit around where parasites can get on them. They're always constantly moving. And the bigger the tuna, I guess the less chances. But you get more mercury in tuna. But, you know, I guess a little bit of mercury is not too bad. The other thing is, you know, as we were talking about, you know, make sure that it is, if you're going to buy it, you know, when you go to a sushi bar, you got to trust that they're using sashimi grade. But if you're going to buy it, make sure it's sashimi grade, which means that the FDA is requiring them to do the flash freezing and to check for parasites. This one, I don't know how you can do this, but they say ask for young fish because fish that have been around less time, less chance that they've got parasites. So I guess you can go in and ask how old that fish is.
Yeah, I wonder how you can tell. Look at his teeth. That's funny because Concentori Davison, who listens to the show live, just sent me a link to a newspaper article in Detroit where they're finding fish in the Detroit waters that actually have teeth that look like they belong to humans. Some sort of morphism is going on there. So, yeah, I guess you could look at their teeth and tell how old they are then, right?
Yeah, I guess. Send me that, man. I'd like to see that. But anyhow, I think, you know, what it comes down to is any foods are a risk. So part of this was just bringing to your attention that sushi isn't safe. You're at the same risk of eating chicken, beef, pork, anything else. You just got to make sure you do a little bit of homework and you know, take some of these things into consideration. I'm going to stick more with tuna myself, and I'm going to make sure that I always use wasabi.
Yeah. So, not to change the subject, but I want to cover something before we pull the plug on this interview, and that is that later today we're talking to a Dr. Kiperos to talk about the role of B vitamins, especially B complex.
in stem cell proliferation. Very, very important discussion, because stem cell proliferation means your body can heal itself in times of need. VitaDrive has the best B vitamin complex of any supplement out there, plus other things. So let's just plug VitaDrive for those people who listen to the second hour and go, okay, I need to increase my B vitamin intake.
Yeah, and you know, I've been saying it for quite some time that at any given point in the day, we are deficient in some B vitamin. And B vitamins, as you'll hear, are so important, not only for major things that will be discussed, but for absorption of protein, carbs, you know, fats. Most of our body functions need these. So developing VitaDrive was to give you everything your body needs. And it's in a good enough amount. It's a capsule, because most vitamins are water-soluble. You want it all to hit at one time. You never want to use your vitamins in a tablet where it's slow-released, because you're just not getting enough in there. And VitaDrive, by the way, Carl, has been updated.
Tell me about it.
Remember your recommendation?
You put methyl B12 in it.
I did, brother.
Oh, you know, now let me show you something about Dr. J. This is why I say, you know, if there's anybody who makes a great supplement out there and adheres to current science, it's Dr. Jeff Galiti. And this is why he deserves your attention and your dollars. If he has a supplement that you're buying from another company, buy from him. And this is why. So last year, we were talking about VitaDrive, and I said, Dr. J, you really need to update this product and put the methylcobalamin in instead of the cyanocobalamin, because methylcobalamin is so much better for the body, so much better. He goes, okay, I'll look into it. Bam. He did it. Now, a lot of other companies would bring him, wait, this product's been selling for decades. Why am I going to fool with it? Just leave it alone. And you did it. And I am so excited.
Yeah, and you know, it just took a little bit of time, because we had to get everything to work. It's not just as simple as taking one out and putting other things in. But, you know, the thing about it is, you know, the methyl form is like 20 times the cost. I mean, that's why a lot of people don't use the good stuff. But that's what it's about, man. You know, we're always updating things. When we learn new technologies, if we don't incorporate those into the product, then I think we're being deceptive. You know, we aren't using the best of the best. Years ago, you know, I sold regular creatine. But when I learned about Crealcline, that's all I sell.
Right.
So VitaDrive was the same formula since 1985, you know, but it was time for an update. So if you are VitaDrive users, as the new label starts to hit, which is the new Training Ground EFX Sports label, you will see the new updated formula. A couple things that really weren't necessary I took out, and then the methylcobalamin has been updated, B12. So again, I think we took a great product and we actually made it a little bit better.
That is awesome, Dr. J. That is so flipping awesome. I am so excited about that product, because I take it and I'm going to be taking it with a greater confidence now. Thank you so much. From me, I'm saying thank you.
You're welcome, man. And folks, remember, Carl, you heard it first from Carl, Supplement Santa.
Yeah.
All you got to do is go to superhumanradio.com, look for Ask the Scientist. Send me an email if you want to try an EFX sports product. And also go over to Dr. Jeff Galini's Facebook page. Like it. Follow me on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram. I have lots of fun. I'm always providing information, research, stories. So I think you'll find it very informative.
Thanks a lot, brother.
All right.
Thanks,
take care.
Thanks for the interview and the new VitaDrive.
You're welcome, my brother. I got to get you a bottle out as soon as I get the first one.
Cool. Talk to you later.
All right. Bye.
All right, so we're going to take a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I'm going to tell you how you get a book, a free book, that will teach you the benefits and how to apply them of the ketogenic diet. Stay tuned.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compounds. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
This is the Superhuman Channel, doing reps with the weight of the world.
Tomorrow never comes until it's too late.
Welcome back. You know, the ketogenic diet is becoming very, very popular. We started talking about the ketogenic diet on this show in 2006 with Dr. Mauro Di Pasquale. Now, Dr. Oz, 10 years later, is finally figuring out the benefits of the diet, and of course he's going to pimp it. But he's late to the party, but my next guest is not, and that's Andy Mann. How you doing, Andy?
Hey, Carl. How you doing, mate?
Great, great. So you're joining us from Australia, which I have to believe it's like midnight, right?
Yeah, past midnight, so we're a day ahead of you now.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Can you get me the winning lottery numbers and text them to me so I can play the lottery today and we can both split the money? How's that sound?
That sounds perfect. I'll have a look into it.
So tell me, Andy, you have a book called The Ketogenic Solution, Beating the Obesogenic Environment. I accidentally said it was free because I guess if you belong to Kindle Unlimited, it's free. But for those who don't, you can get it for $4.49, which is really pretty close to free. I mean, that's about the price of a cup of coffee nowadays. Talk about yourself before we talk about the book. How did you get started in this game?
Yeah, so it was about 5 years ago. I moved, you can probably tell from the accent, from the UK over to Australia. I always struggled sort of the first couple of years I was here with my weight. So I tried all the diets out there. I jumped on the internet, had a little look around, and, you know, everything just sort of led to just reduce your calories, eat low fat, and, you know, you'd be fine. But, you know, after a couple of years of trying that, I wasn't fine. I just carried on piling on the weight. You know, I was a keen resistance trainer as well. I was doing cardio, I was playing sports, and just nothing was really working for me. So I was stumbled across actually the Body RX show, a couple of the old shows you did with Dr. Scott Connolly.
Yeah, boy, that brings years. Back memories.
Yeah, and there was one in particular that I tuned in on. It was one with Gary Taubes, and he was having a chat on there a little bit about the carbohydrate insulin hypothesis, and it sort of sparked a little bit of interest. So I did a bit more research. Dug out a few more of your old shows with Mauro Di Pasquale, some of the recent ones with Artemis Sinopoulos, actually, on the sort of Omega diet.
Right.
And I guess it your shows sort of started to get me thinking really critically about what we were being told in the media, what we were being told by governments, what we were being told by, you know, basically everyone on what was right in terms of losing weight. So I started jumping on the forums, the keto, on Reddit, followed a really good guy on there, Luis Villasenor. Anyone that's involved in keto will know who he is, founder of Keto Gains. And yeah, just started adopting the life about 3 years ago, lost a shed load of weight, started looking into resistance training. And as you guys will be able to see in the first couple of pages of the book, you can look through for three, the first sort of 20 pages. You'll see sort of before and after picture of the day I started. I took the picture and, I took one a couple of months ago and put it in there, and you can see the difference, that the ketogenic diet made for me.
So those who decry the ketogenic diet will say there's nothing magic about the ketogenic diet. You know, it's still about calories in, calories out, which I definitely agree to a certain degree with that statement. But I tend to think that the most unique thing about the ketogenic diet is that once you're keto adapted, once your body is producing and thriving on ketones, your desire to eat is completely sidestepped. Your ability to stick to the diet is easier because you have this sense of well-being and you're not hungry. Wouldn't you say that's probably one of the most salient characteristics of once you're shifted into ketosis?
100%. I mean, the explanation for that, and we go into it in the book, calories in, calories out, you can't deny. It's the fundamental law of thermodynamics. And if you want to lose weight, you eat less than you burn. But it's for me, it's the wrong way to look at losing weight, look at losing fat. The way you want to look at it is, and this is where Taubes takes it. He takes the carbohydrate insulin hypothesis, and he states that when you eat carbohydrates, specifically sugar, refined carbohydrates, you're spiking insulin levels, so you're putting your body into a fat storage state. Now, for me, I get that, I understand that, but I don't think that answers the full question. And we've got to look a little bit further. We've got to look at how, you know, it's not just insulin resistance that's causing people to gain weight. It's not just the insulin. What we've got to look at is the carbohydrates' effect on leptin as well. So you talk about the ketogenic diet having a very high satiety rating. I completely agree with that. So what we're seeing, and a lot of the research I've been reading and put into the book, especially from David Ludwig, Robert Lustig, those guys, is that when you eat carbohydrates, you're raising your triglyceride levels as well. And what the high triglycerides seem to be doing is blocking leptin from passing through the blood-brain barrier.
Interesting.
And binding to the leptin receptors. So you've got a load of leptin circulating in the blood. Leptin resistance is happening. You're always hungry. So you've got the Taubes environment of high insulin, creating a really, you know, a really big fat storage environment. But you've also got the want and the need to eat through leptin not doing its job properly. So couple that with highly palatable food riddled in sugar, refined fats, and carbohydrate, and you know, you've got sort of a massive issue. You've got the environment to lay down the fat. You've got the switch off of leptin, which basically isn't making you feel full up, and you've got these amazing tasting foods that you just want to eat more and more and more of.
Well, and so just this morning we booked Dr. Dominic D'Agostino on the show for the 25th of this month because there's some emerging research that also shows that ketones are powerful signaling molecules that have a profound effect on some genetic switches. And there is evidence now that using exogenous ketone supplements, even in the face of caloric abundance, you actually still, your body still gives up body fat. And so we're going to talk about that study on the 25th. But, the you know, we always hear doctors talking about patient compliance. They always go, well, you got to find the diet that the patient is will comply with. The patient will comply with the ketogenic diet for one reason and one reason exclusively. They won't be hungry. They won't be hungry. And if they're not hungry, they're not going to feel like they're starving themselves, they're giving up some sort of joy in life, or that they have to struggle just to get... No, they forget about food. I'm fasted this morning. I did use some ketone salts this morning. I feel euphoric when there's ketones in my bloodstream. I'm not thinking about food.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's actually funny because I was doing a little bit of intermittent fasting recently, sort of playing around with that. And it's surprising how easy it is to go 12, 24 hours without actually having food and really craving food when you're keto adapted. And, you know, I think back to when I was trying to lose weight on a low fat diet, and God, I was hungry every hour, you know, it was just painful. But when you're keto adapted and like you're saying, I completely agree, you're just not hungry, and you know, you can fast and you feel euphoric, and you know, you have that mental clarity. You know, one comment at work the other day, someone turned around to me and said, when I told them I was fasting, was just like, how can you concentrate? And it's like, amazingly, thank you. You know, better than ever. I just have this mental clarity that on keto anyway. But when I fast, it's like keto on steroids. It really is.
Well, and the irony is that the average person, American, Australian, British, the average person does not understand the laws of metabolic flexibility. We were given the gift from an evolutionary perspective to be metabolically flexible. Ketones are now being called the fourth macronutrient, and there's a reason for that. Because we are hybrids. We can run on glucose, or we can run on ketones. And the reason that we are that way is because we've been selected for that, because we come from ancestors who could go for literally days without food and not fall down and become food. Because we can continue to function. I just did a 48-hour fast the other day, trained at the gym, no big deal. I have friends that tell me if they don't eat every few hours, they get shaky, they get anxious, they get moody, and I tell them, you're broken, you need to fix yourself, you need to start experimenting with fasting, and fasting begets ketone production, because when you fast and you don't get shaky and sick and feel weird and all that, so that's because your body is producing ketones and your body is running on ketones. That is evidence that you are regaining metabolic flexibility. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I want to talk specifically about the book. The book is at Amazon.com. It's called The Ketogenic Solution, Beating the Obesogenic Environment. Buy the book for yourself. Buy the book for a friend who's trying to lose weight. It's just $4.49. And because it's Kindle, you can download it to an iPhone or any smart device at all, because they have Kindle apps for all that stuff. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio and Andy Mant.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click
click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Welcome back to Superhuman Radio. Later in the show, we're going to be talking about how B vitamins affect stem cell proliferation. Right now, we're talking with Andy Mant. We're talking about his new book, The Ketogenic Solution, Beating the Obesogenic Environment. You can get it at Amazon.com. It's in Kindle. If you are a Kindle Unlimited member, it's free. If you don't subscribe to Kindle Unlimited, it's $4.49, a mere pittance to pay for the information. So, Andy, talk about the book. What will people find in the book when they download it?
Okay, so I'll start from the beginning, Carl. We've chatted about the competing theories of fat gain. We've talked about calories in, calories out. We've talked about Taubes and his insulin hypothesis. And we go on as well to talk about the hormonal hypothesis. So we start off with a bit of science. I want basically the audience to understand how fat's laid down and how basically basic metabolic works. And then we move forward to seeing how an obesogenic environment was created. So this is the part that really interests me in sort of health. And, you know, we start off by talking about Framingham, and we move on to Seven Country Study and Ansel Keys and the demonization of saturated fat, which ultimately led to the McGovern Committee coming out and putting out the notorious low-fat guidelines, which was a really big turning point in creating the obesogenic environment. And for me, I write about this in the book. I feel that that report was really the capitalist license to go about creating convenience foods and, food-like products that just contain chemicals, processing, refined carbohydrates and a lot of sugar as well. We talk a little bit more about wheat. We talk about sleep and stress a little bit as well. So we're not just talking about diet. And then we put all that together and look at how media advertising by big food and pharmaceutical companies of, you know, targeted children, sponsored sporting events, product placements, billboards, celebrity endorsement. And, you know, I want people to recognize what this looks like. It's, you know, we see every day that, you know, the world we live in, and it's not normal. It shouldn't be like this. And the fact that capitalism is running food and making money from, you know, like any other capitalist company would do, it's just destroying the health of everyone and, you know, creating this obesogenic environment. So we move from there. We move on to re-understanding food and basically why we specifically need each macronutrient, the two essential macronutrients in protein and fat, what we need them for, and basically what happens to us if we don't have them. We talk about carbohydrates, the good and the bad. You know, I'm not coming on here and demonizing all carbohydrates. You know, you've got to get your fibrous veggies, your broccoli, your kale, your and such like, you know. But what I'm talking about here is the fact the body doesn't need starch, it doesn't need grains to function. And then once we've re-understood that and how food and macronutrients are processed, we look more specifically into ketosis, what it is, the history of the diet. We talk about when it all began and, you know, right back into sort of Paleolithic times and all the way up to Banting and those guys. So we move on to then how to set up your goals on what you want to do. So we use, again, the Keto Gains, which is referenced in the book, calculator by Luis Villasenor, who put together a fantastic calculator where it will calculate your macros for you, whether you want to gain weight, gain muscle. You know, a lot of us are doing that on keto at the moment. Whether you want to lose weight, whether you just want to have a healthy lifestyle, because it's not just about losing weight. You know, it's about getting your metabolic risk factors of cardiovascular disease, of diabetes, stroke, neurological diseases, you know, all under control of this diet. We put in example shopping lists. We put in an example meal plan for the week, all recipes in there as well. And also some tips if you want to eat away from the home, if you want to go to a restaurant and have a steak, or, you know, you want to go out and, you know, you just want to grab a takeaway, albeit we say not to do that very often. But, you know, if needs must, there are ways around that as well in the ketogenic diet. And then finally, yeah, we rounded off with some other considerations about weight loss plateaus, how to beat them, because ultimately it will happen at some point. And we talk a little bit about omega-3, omega-6s and organic food as well. And, you know, we're not just eating grain-fed meat and the reasons why we're opting for grass-fed rather than grain-fed.
Right. You know, one of the most profound benefits of ketones, ketone bodies, whether they're exogenous or you are in ketosis and producing them yourself, is a reduction in whole body inflammation. That alone should signal people who are concerned about chronic disease two things. Number one, that a ketogenic diet is therapeutic. And number two, that carbohydrates are actually more toxic to burn as fuel than ketones. And that's been shown, actually. So the other thing that's worth mentioning, I think, is the fact that the ketogenic diet has a variety of different variables that can be modified for your personal needs. So if you're fighting glioblastoma and you want to use the ketogenic diet for the therapeutic control of metastasis or reduce the size of a tumor, you may use a 4-to-1, a more aggressive 4 grams of fat to 1 gram of combined protein and carbohydrates and keeping your total carbohydrates down below 20 grams a day for your personal use. But if you're a bodybuilder type and you want to leverage the ketogenic diet to do a lean mass gain, you may want 1-to-1, 1 gram of protein to 1 gram of combined carbohydrates and fats. And also remember this, in a therapeutic application for cancer, for seizures or anything like that, you have to be in a calorie restricted state. You can't, we're not saying the ketogenic diet, oh, you can eat 5,000 calories a day, burn 2 and you won't get fat. That's not the case. It's harder to get fat probably, but the reality is that the magic happens when you are somewhat calorically deprived, maybe 500-600 calories a day below your energy expenditure. But it's easier to do that on a ketogenic diet than any other diet out there. And even Keckwick and Pawan in the 1920s, I think it was, proved this fact when they compared isocaloric diets in women. And one group had to eat 80% of their calories in fat, one group had to eat 80% of their calories in protein, and one group had to eat 80% of their calories in carbohydrates. And the only group that gained weight was the carbohydrate group. And the group that lost the most body fat was the fat group. So, I mean, this has been around for a long time. The idea that government makes dietary suggestions is just ludicrous. Sure, they want you to eat corn and grain. They subsidize those crops. They can't lose their investment. Don't fall prey to the nonsense. The book is called The Ketogenic Solution. It's available at Amazon.com for $4.49. Buy it for yourself. Buy it for a loved one. It's a great book. It covers everything from start to finish. It tells you why the ketogenic diet makes sense. And then it tells you how to apply the ketogenic diet to your particular needs and your particular life. Great book, Andy. Fantastic book.
Thanks, Carl. I appreciate that. And, I just wanted to give something back to those that would be in a similar position that I was a few years ago, and, you know, hopefully build a lot more healthy people out there that could look at this and, you know, they got it all there, like you said, from start to finish and what to expect along the way. So, look, I've got a page, the Ketogenic Lifestyle on Facebook. I answer a lot of questions to my followers on there. So, you know, swing by there as well if anyone has any questions or wants any clarification on anything ketogenic.
And thank you so much for staying up so late and getting on the air with us today, okay?
No worries at all. Anytime, Carl.
Talk to you soon, Andy.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to talk about B vitamins in a way that you've never heard them talked about before. Stay tuned.
Category Killer just got upgraded in a big way. New MassPro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. MassPro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains.
Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
From the makers of GLC 2000, now comes Actistatin Pro Athlete. The Actistatin formula gives you all four forms of glucosamine and chondroitin, plus Actistatin's triple patented delivery method to optimize cellular uptake and utilization of glucosamines, chondroitin, ascorbate, and manganese. Regenerate and maintain cartilage. Promote joint mobility and flexibility. Replenish lost collagen. Get 20% off your next order using the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the GLC banner ad today. Push the limits. Feel the difference with Actistatin.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. So, stem cells are nature's toolbox. We have stem cells in our body, not so that some scientists can take them out and put them in a petri dish and make them into something and then put them back in us. They're there because they are the way the body fixes its problems. But we have to give our body certain things in order to leverage the magic of stem cells. Many years ago, we started talking about the role of real vitamin A in stem cell differentiation. A few years ago, we started talking about periodic blood donations, which will put new mesenchymal stem cells into the bloodstream that then can be used for different things. Stem cell proliferation is critical. Differentiation is important, but if there's not enough stem cells in the body, differentiation doesn't matter. It can't do its job. Well, what if I tell you we're going to talk about B vitamins in a way that we've never talked about them before? We talk about B vitamins for energy production and, you know, all these other wonderful things. But what if B vitamins play a large role in the whole stem cell cycle? And really, this is a very, very important discussion. We're being joined right now by Dr. Edward Kiperos. How you doing, Dr. Kiperos?
Pretty good.
So talk about this research. What led you to want to do this study?
Okay, so Carl, we work on a model organism, which is a small roundworm called C. elegans.
Right.
And this organism, because there's so many, it's an animal just like we are. It has tissues like nerves, muscle, skin. It has adult stem cells as well, just like we do. And it's pretty important. It's been an important player in biomedical research because so many things that are discovered in C. elegans first turn out to be correct also conserved in humans and other larger mammals. So, you know, and that's why three Nobel Prizes were awarded for work with C. elegans. So our lab works on C. elegans, and we were interested in the stem cells that produce the sex cells. They're called germ cells,
right.
And they produce like the oocytes that make the eggs and the sperm, and we were trying to culture these outside of the animal in petri dishes, and no one had been able to do this before. We worked out some conditions to get the media, and but the cells weren't dividing when we took it out of the animal. And what we discovered was that so C. elegans eats bacteria. That's what they live off of. And we discovered that if we ground up bacteria in a certain way and then gave them the bacterial extract, we would get some limited proliferation that we weren't seeing before. So the germ cells were proliferating or dividing in response to something that was coming from the bacteria. So that's how we first got into this.
Okay. So how did you go about identifying that it was, in fact, that B vitamins were playing a role in this? I mean, we're going to have to talk about the microbiome as well in a second, but how did you identify the B vitamins specifically?
Okay, so what we initially did was so bacteria take a compound called PABA, which used to be the major ingredient in sunscreen.
Yeah, para-aminobenzoic acid, right?
Correct, right. They take that and they use that to make folates, which are the type of B vitamin we're talking about.
Right.
And so what we found is that we fed the bacteria the PABA. They made more folates, and we were able to follow how much more, and then we got much more stimulation of the cell proliferation. And if we inhibited folates production with drugs, then that removed the ability of the bacterial extract to stimulate the germ cells.
Very interesting. Okay, so when you started to do this research and you saw that the bacteria was actually causing these stem cells to divide, was this division actually successful in doing the things that we think stem cells are supposed to do? Did these stem cells then differentiate and actually repair things, or is this one part of the equation? We still have other parts of the equation we have to get in line as well.
Right. So what you're asking about is whether or not, so in terms of germ stem cells, which produce the sex cells, what they're going to do is they live in an adult stem cell niche, and which is at the tip of what's called the gonad.
Mm-hmm.
And while they're in that niche, an adult stem cell niche, when they divide, they just produce stem cells. But when they leave, then they differentiate to become, in this case, oocytes to make eggs. So what we were seeing was that we were getting increased proliferation in our in vitro study. That means like in the petri dish with just media on top, outside of the animal. We're actually using a tumorous line that cannot differentiate. So these are worms where instead of the adult stem cells dividing for a little bit and then, you know, leaving this niche and turning into oocytes, they just keep dividing throughout the whole gonad. And that causes what's called a tumor because it's now just filled with dividing germ cells.
Interesting.
So we're using that as our basis. But we went in and we confirmed that it makes germ cells in wild-type animals, normal animals, also divide more.
Okay, so deficiency in folate obviously would have the opposite effect. We would have less proliferation in stem cells. Do we see this in humans? Or is this just something
that's the interesting part of our study. So basically, you know, folates, of course, have a role in making amino acids and the nucleotides or bases that are in RNA and DNA. So they're essential for that. So clearly, if you inhibit the ability to take up the folates in C. elegans or in animals, cells are not going to divide, right? And so what was interesting here in our study was that we're saying for the first, you know, sort of definitively at this, we're saying that what we are seeing is not going through this vitamin role of the folate. So, we have a few arguments, but for that. So basically, first off, there's many folates. There's, 5-methyl, 10-formyl, 5-formyl. There are many different types of folates, and they can all be used in the vitamin cycle. So you can have a cell or a person who's deficient in folates. You give them just one of the folates, and their body can convert it to all the other forms
right.
and make all of the amino acids and the nucleotides they need. So what we found was that if we starve the worms for folates, we could supplement with any folate we wanted, and they'd be fine. They would go back to normal. But we found that the stimulation was just one particular folate, and it was stimulating, and the other ones were not. And then we got a particular type of folate that cannot be used as a vitamin. It's actually called a taroate. It's a different form. It lacks part of the folate molecule.
Uh-huh.
But animals can't use it in the cycle to make amino acids or nucleotides. And when you starve the worms for folates, it can't rescue it. But yet, when they have normal amounts of folates, this form stimulated also. So we were able to show that one particular folate stimulated the proliferation independently of being a vitamin. And this other form that can't even work as a vitamin, a taroate, could also stimulate. So that said, that the stimulation that we're seeing is vitamin independent.
Wow.
It's not going through making amino acids and nucleotides.
Well, something else that folate does that when I first started looking at myostatin probably 8 years ago, and I started to have some nice conversations with Sejen Lee, I discovered that folistatin suppresses myostatin, and folistatin has a relationship somehow with a folic acid, folate. So,
oh.
I mean, so back then we started to think, wow, you know, folate does some other things than what we think it does from an amino acid and energy production standpoint. It also may have the ability to both inhibit and stimulate muscle protein synthesis through the folistatin pathway. So yeah, it's funny because, you know, it seems like these things that we think are just monoliths and, oh, this is all it does. And then we go, oh my God, like there's more magic here than we ever thought.
Right. And we had an interesting, observation about, the type of receptor that was involved with the folates as well. So basically, there's three different major classes of receptors that can take up the folates. And we showed that the folate receptor, which is one type of it, of these transporters that bring in the folate, was what was required for this stimulation effect. But other ones that bring in most of the folate as vitamins were not involved in this what we're now referring to as signaling, where the folate is giving a signal to the germ cell to divide, independent of being a vitamin.
Interesting. Okay, so there's also lots of emerging information that brings the discussion about the microbiome into this. And it's funny that, you know, you feed the worms these microbes, these bacteria, and they produce folate out of it. Because it's now being understood that many of the B vitamins that we also get in our diet are endogenously produced in our gut by a variety of different microbes, which would mean that if you have an unhealthy gut, you're probably not producing these B vitamins, and I'm sure folate is one of them. So is there a part of the discussion here when we start talking about humans or more complex animals that says we actually can produce this folate if all systems are go?
Right. So we actually got the microbiome from mouse feces, and because that's where they live, and we purified the folates from that, and we found that it had excessively very, very high levels of this stimulatory folate. So the particular folate that stimulates is in fact very high at very high levels in the microbiome of mice. So probably it's going to be in humans as well.
But again, that presumes a healthy gut. We know that a microbiome dysbiosis is emerging as a very, very interesting area of research right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so we know that, for instance, butyrate is produced in the gut for the production of ketone bodies that the body can run on. It takes two different microbes to do it. One produces one component, one produces the other, and they one feeds the other one its poop, so to speak, and it produces beta-hydroxybutyrate. But if you're missing one of these microbes or in their very, very short supply in the stomach because of
dysbiosis, then you don't produce these ketone bodies as easily. I have to believe that with what's going on widespread in the world today with all these different gut issues, there are some people who probably are not producing folate, and they're probably showing the signs of advanced aging, cellular senescence as a result of that. What do you think of that?
Well, yeah, I would say that's definitely not going to be the case in the U.S. because the U.S. Supplements all of its grains, so you know, not just you know wheat, but barley, you know, rice. Pretty much every grain in the U.S. that you buy is supplemented with folic acid, which is a synthetic folate, and so this all started between 1996 and 1998. So at least in the U.S., you know, if you're eating bread or, you know, any kind of grains, then, I mean, you clearly have plenty of folates.
The problem with that is that we have now the sinister gluten sensitivity out there where people are abandoning gluten. Now, rice, obviously, if you're not eating a lot of rice, you may not be getting a lot of folate. Where does folate supplementation come into this discussion for you? You know what? Let's do this. I'm being told I have to take a break. Let's do this. Let's take a break, and when we come back, let's talk about the role of supplementation to protect against a deficiency. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Superhuman Radio.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in Can-See eye drops. I've been using Can-See for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using Can-See eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit Can-See eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. Can-See eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse Can-See eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Anabolicminds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio forum is hosted. Visit anabolicminds.com today and get into the action. Anabolicminds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. We're ripped and we're ready.
Okay, are you ready? Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Edward Kiperos, the Department of Cellular Biology from the University of Georgia, about the role of folate in stem cell proliferation. Very, very important discussion. So what do you think about supplementation, Dr. Kiperos?
Well, you know, supplementation is it's a pretty interesting subject. Before I get to what I think about it, or you know, let me go back and give a little bit more information that came out of our paper. So as I was sort of alluding to just briefly, there's three different classes of transporters that are on the cells that bring folate into the cells, and one of them is a folate receptor. And the folate receptor in most cells in your body don't have folate receptor. It's often used to take folates from one side of a cell barrier to the other side, not actually to bring it into the cells. So most of the cells in your body are not using the folate receptor to get folates. But that's the one that we found responded to the stimulatory folate, 10-formyl tetrahydrofolate is the one that we found stimulates these C. elegans germ cells. So that's and the C. elegans folate receptor was, if you knock that out, then the germ cells are still healthy because they're getting enough folate from another folate transporter called reduced folate carrier, but they're not getting the stimulatory thing on top to make them divide faster.
Interesting.
But what's interesting is, so folate receptor, while a lot of your cells in your body don't have it, when cancers come from epithelial origin, which is like, you know, one of the most common origins of cancers, a lot of those cancers have overexpressed the folate receptor. And people thought that was because the cancers need more folates to make amino acids and nucleotides because they're dividing faster. So they have a higher metabolic rate, and they're going to need to do that. But people who've looked at this, their studies that have shown that even in these cancer cells where they've overexpressed the folate receptor, the reduced folate carrier is actually responsible. This is the other transporter,
right,
for bringing in most of the folate. So you have a situation where the cancer cells are upregulating the folate receptor, but it's not the main source of bringing in folates.
Interesting, but it could be more important for signaling the cells to divide and reproduce, because we know that cancer cells upregulate telomerase as well to be more aggressive,
right,
in cellular reproduction as well.
Right. And there have been some studies, like there was a study by Su et al. In 2012 where they basically knocked out the folate receptor in cancer cells, and they showed that the cancers, in particular colon cancer cells, and they showed that the colon cancer cells don't divide as much. Also, they were migrating before, and then when you knock at the folate receptor, they stop migrating as much. So these cancer properties of being a cancer cell, you know, increased migration and proliferation, were linked to the folate receptor. But when they overexpress the reduced folate carrier, which brings in most of the folate into that particular type of cell, they actually get the opposite result. They stop dividing, and they stop moving. So the reduced folate carrier, even though it's bringing in most of the folate, is having an opposite effect than the folate receptor. So, you know, while we don't know that the folate receptor is actually doing signaling in humans, there are some preliminary results in by other groups that suggest that. But we know it's working in C. elegans at very low folate levels. But the problem with the studies in humans where they're thinking that the folate receptor is signaling is that they're using very high levels. And it could be that they're not using the right folate. I mean, they haven't actually tested the stimulatory folate that we're working on. It's very unstable, and that nobody tested it. So it could be that there is signaling going on, and that maybe the signaling is why the cancer cells upregulate the folate receptor.
That's interesting, because it seems like if you had something like a selective
folate receptor modulator that could get into that receptor and stay put and block the folate, you may actually enhance the chemotherapies or some other modality that that is trying to kill a cancer cell, or even the ketogenic diet for that matter. We know that, you know, cancer cells are, from an evolutionary perspective, really perfect cells. They're self-surviving cells. They know what they need, and they get as much of it as they can. They hoard. And it seems to me that if they upregulate folate receptors, that's part of the mechanism to help them do their job, which is to take over the body. Really interesting. I wonder if they're going to come up with something that blocks the folate receptor as a new pathway for addressing like tumor growth.
I mean, potentially that might be the case. Right now, there's quite a bit of research in this area. That, I mean, we're not involved with it, but what people are doing is, because they know that the folate receptor is upregulated in many cancers, what they're doing is they're attaching drugs or toxic compounds to the tearaway. So remember I told you that it was a folate-related compound could stimulate, that couldn't work as amino acid? It turns out the folate receptor can bind that. And, you know, which makes sense because the folate receptor was doing our signaling and we were able to stimulate with that as well. But these other transporters may not work, may be able to bind that as well. So they're using that, this tearaway, this folate-related compound, to tag it with compounds that would then get into the cancer cell to kill the cancer cell. So the research in this field is not trying to block the folate receptor from functioning. What they're trying to do is to use the fact that it's upregulated in cancer to actually kill the cancer.
Yeah, leverage it to get more of this killer actors in there. Right, exactly.
Correct, right.
So that's where the
current research is right now. So in terms of supplementation, it's sort of interesting. There's a lot of epidemiological studies. So these are where they're just, you know, looking in the past and saying, you know, what happens when people have high levels of folates? Do they get cancer or not? And, you know, does supplementation help or not? And it's sort of interesting. So right now, the consensus that seems to be emerging is that folates generally prevent cancer, new cancer. So in most cases,
gotcha.
So populations that don't have supplementation where people are lacking folates will have higher rates of certain cancer. When you introduce supplementation, cancer rates generally go down.
Mm-hmm.
But on the other hand, there's also evidence that if you have cancer,
then
it's going to make the cancer more aggressive.
Well, and this is the problem with cancer, and this is why you have to be careful with the way certain cancer treatments approach the entire body. You know, you have to be careful of things that kill good cells along with the bad cells. You can't punish the body because the cancer cells are leveraging the opportunity to grow faster. So, I mean, it's just really interesting to me that if it can help new cancers, it can help to thwart new cancers, but once the cancer is in place, it's going to leverage all the good things that the good cells need too. It's going to take advantage of them in greater degree.
Right.
Glucose, telomerase, folate, and pyruvate, glutamine. I mean, it's just, cancer cells are like the most intelligent cells in the body. Unfortunately, their goal is to take over the body and they kill you. But it's really amazing. I got to take a break. I want to come back and talk about two things. I want to pick up supplementation for a second, because methylfolate is all the rage today. I want to talk about methylfolate in the context of what you learned. But then I want to talk about transgenerational effects of potential folate deficiencies. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period.
Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
What do professional athletes such as Kobe Bryant and A-list celebrities such as Selma Hayek have in common? They are all touting the benefits of bone broth. But unless you have countless hours to cook every week or can hire your own personal chef, you're probably missing out on these critical nutrients. Osteobroth is a high-protein, standardized, consistent bone broth in a convenient powdered form. Use promo code SHR for 20% off at osteobroth.com.
A legendary name in hardcore supplementation. Iron Mag Labs. 100% original, patent pending Andro compound. The most effective, hardcore, groundbreaking bodybuilding supplements in the world. Iron Mag Labs. Revolutionizing hardcore supplementation for more than a decade. Visit IronMagLabs.com. IronMagLabs.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advance contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advance. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
The category killer just got upgraded in a big way. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 is here. Take it before and after training and recover faster than with anabolic steroids. Visit Synthogen.com and use coupon code SHR15 for 15% off. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Edward Kiperos from the University of Georgia in Hotlanta. Atlanta, Georgia.
Well, Athens, Georgia.
Oh, you're in Athens. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Okay. Hot Athens. There you go. So what about methylfolate? It's all the rage today. There's all this information about people who don't methylate. They have a certain polymorphism and that methylfolate is the way to go. Does methylfolate play a role in this discussion at all?
Well, so when you're eating like folic acid, so folic acid is used for supplementation, so fortification of the foods, because it's very stable. So it doesn't get oxidized like some of the other folates, like 5-methylfolate. So 5-methyltetrahydrofolate, which is what you're talking about, that's actually the folate that's in your blood. So when you eat other folates or folic acid, your intestine will take them up and then convert them to 5-methyl folate and then secrete that into the body. So just like glucose is the main sugar in your blood, 5-methyl folate is the main folate in your blood. And so that's the one that the cells are seeing. But you don't necessarily, you wouldn't necessarily need to take that one because your body generally will convert it to other forms.
Right.
Now, for the folate receptor, 5-methyl does not have as high an affinity as folic acid. So folic acid has a higher affinity for the folate receptor than 5-methyl. So in that way, if you think that, oh, I don't want to stimulate too much with, you know, something that might be a, let's say there is a signaling role and you're trying to avoid that, well, then 5-methyl would then be safer than folic acid. Normally, like I said, folic acid is converted all to 5-methyl, but if you eat a lot of folic acid at one time, they have done, there are studies where they've actually gone in with, I think it was rats or, I believe rats, where they put in a pump in the aortic vessel, and then after feeding them folic acid, they'd actually see a spike of folic acid, and then as it disappeared, then it then disappeared. So if you do take folic acid, which does bind the folate receptor pretty at high levels in humans, you're more likely to stimulate that folate receptor, whereas 5-methyl would be, let's say, safer.
We know that anything that acts on the germline in both the mother from an ovarian standpoint or the male, the father, from a gonadal standpoint, has the ability to cause transgenerational epigenetic effects. We've done shows about this for a variety of agents. More recently, we talked about protein deprivation within 6 months of fertilization, and the sperm actually carries RNA that makes the offspring more prone to metabolic disorders.
Mm-hmm.
So we know that when we talk about germlines, it's not just what's happening in front of us, but it's what's happening in generations down the line. Is this discussion that we're having important from a standpoint of you don't want to be deficient in folate? Can it actually cause any type of transgenerational effects?
Well, I have to qualify that, you know, I'm not a folate expert. I worked with on this paper with Jakob Selhub, a folate expert at Tufts University. But one of the things, so just with that in mind, but one of the things that folate deficiency does is, so it's essential to make methionine, and then methionine is essential to make S-adenosyl methionine, or SAM. That is required for methylation. It's the methyl donor.
Mm.
And methylation affects DNA and affects which genes are being expressed. So if you are folate deficient, a lot of the effects that people think have you know, that causes is caused by dysregulation of genes based on the fact that you're now lacking the methylation that you need to properly regulate genes in the right way. And then they also think that it potentially too much folates could potentially also go through that pathway, but I'm not sure that that is as well
understood,
you know, documented.
Right.
So yes, there's no question. And then, you know, once you change these methylation patterns, then you can affect you know, things can go transgenerational.
So are there any observable phenotype examples of folate deficiency? I know you're not a folate expert, but do we know, like, oh yeah, folate deficiency leads to this and this and this in offspring,
well,
or even in the host?
Right. So, I mean, the reason that the U.S. and a few other, and it's only a small subset of countries actually supplement with folates, is because you need, if pregnant women don't have enough folates, then they get neural tube defects, where the spinal cord won't completely close up. And so these are, you know, horrible birth defects. And now, it's a relatively small number, but, I mean, if it would happen to your child, you'd be, you know, very concerned. So that number has dropped dramatically after the fortification of grains. So that's your, in terms of fortification, that's your target population. That's who you're, so in a way, the U.S. is fortifying everybody, but the real target is just pregnant women. they're the ones who generally need it, this supplementation.
See, my concern about this is that we actually have some dietary paradigm shifts that are occurring right now with the adherence to the paleo diet and the ketogenic diet, where people are not eating grains and or even carbohydrates or acellular carbohydrates at all. And clearly, now I know you can get methylfolate from strawberries. There's folate in a lot of plant sources. Mm-hmm. So if you're eating a well-rounded diet, you're eating a lot of vegetables, you're eating fruits, and I always put vegetables before fruits on purpose, you're probably getting adequate amounts of folate in your diet. But there are people out there who attach themselves to very restrictive dietary templates that could be could actually be, you know, deficient in folate today, even though we, you know, put it in all the bread and pasta and rice and corn and all that sort of stuff. A lot of people aren't eating that stuff today.
Well, I mean, potentially that's a concern, though. I mean, I know that I was on the diet for a while, and, you know, it's hard to stay on that, on, you know, the Atkins diet or whatever, you know, because people generally crave, you know, carbohydrates. So basically supplementation produces an intake in the U.S. of about, from what I've read in the literature, of about 200 micrograms of folate per day. And if you were to take one Centrum, you know, adult, you know, vitamin, it's 400 micrograms of folic acid. So it's basically twice as much as you would get from your diet anyway. So if you just took a multivitamin, then you'd be fine.
Yeah.
I
actually do supplement with methylfolate. I take 400. It's 400% of the RDA. But you know, not everybody does that, and I think people need to be more aware of that. I want to take a last commercial break. When we come back, I'd like you to put into your words what you hope both clinicians and lay people take away from this research. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
How to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high protein, low carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert, but this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse
Can-See Eye Drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how Can-See Eye Drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Live On Labs. You too can benefit from Live On Labs lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Live On Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at liveonlabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's liveonlabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, labs.com.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch.
Welcome back. So, Dr. Kaperos, what do you hope people take away from this research?
Well, I think that the idea that folates might be a signaling molecule, which is, you know, a molecule that, you know, goes to a cell and makes the cell start a process to, like, to do whatever it wants to do. It can be different things, but in this case, to proliferate more. If it is a signaling molecule, then it's no longer just a vitamin that your body needs for metabolism. And I think that this needs to be explored in more detail to figure out, you know, does it have this role in humans? And if it does, you know, then maybe supplementation of the entire population may or may not be a good thing. I mean, you know, we clearly need to have it in women who are pregnant. I think that, you know, but like I said, on the other hand, I mean, generally, epidemiologically, it reduces cancer rates, the supplementation. So, it might be a good thing overall. There's a really interesting study. It's reviewed by Mason et al. In 2007. So basically, because, you know, the U.S. just started supplementation, it's like a giant experiment was done on the U.S. And they looked at colon cancer rates. And basically, colon cancer rates have been decreasing, decreasing, decreasing. And then as soon as supplementation occurred, colon cancer rates went up.
Really?
And increased for a few years, and then they started decreasing again. And the way to interpret that is that folates don't cause cancer. In fact, you know, in most cancers, it'll reduce your chance of getting cancer. But once you have cancer, it'll increase the speed at which the cancer progresses.
And that's why the spike. So you have no supplementation. You have
right.
cancers that are already occurring. You have supplementation.
Correct.
Those cancers are fueled. But
right.
then once that bumper crop burns out, you have no more cancers because the new cancers aren't happening.
Correct. That's the interpretation of that data. Right. And so, you know, this was, and it's happened in the U.S. when we did supplementation, and then it happened in Canada when they did supplementation. But here's the thing. So in Chile, they did supplementation, but they increased the amount of folate by 2 to 3 times more than in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
And supposedly, I mean, this is what I've been told, is that people in Chile eat a lot more bread than we do. So they're getting a much higher dose of folate. Now, their colon cancer rates went up, but they haven't come back down.
Mm.
So, I guess what I would say is that I think that we're getting a good amount of folate from supplementation if you're eating carbohydrates, and then especially if you're getting the, you know, like a multivitamin, like which is twice as much per day as you would normally get from the fortification from the grains. I don't know. I would be a little hesitant to increase that anymore.
Right.
You know, for me personally, that's what that would be my advice to people. Of course, you know, I work in C. elegans, right? I'm not a folate expert, but just from looking at it, I think that the supplementation amount is enough for everybody to get enough for their basic metabolic functions. And then clearly, you know, a multivitamin doubles that, and that's even good. I wouldn't go any more. Now, you know, when you're pregnant and your doctor prescribes a certain amount of folates, definitely take that, because, you know, we know for a fact that it's essential that pregnant women get enough folates so they prevent neural tube defects.
Yeah. Very, very interesting. I want to thank you so much for being on the show today.
Oh, no problem. I appreciate your invitation. It's been, you know, great talking about our research.
Yeah.
The opportunity to talk about our research.
And we'll keep in touch with you. Elisa will keep tabs on you so we know what new research is coming out. We'll have you back on.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, Carl. I really appreciate it.
Take care.
Thank you.
So there you have it. Folate. Interesting. Want to thank a few people. Want to thank Dr. Jeff Galini. If you want to try VitaDrive, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ask the Scientist banner ad and ask him for a sample. Start there. Of course, want to also thank Andy Mant for coming on and talking about his book, The Ketogenic Solution. It's at Amazon.com. It's $4.49. It's Kindle. Check that out. And of course, to Dr. Edward Caperos for talking about folic acid. And for you, the listener, thank you for being here. Otherwise, I would have just been talking to myself. We'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest